During Jesus' public ministry, he taught extensively on many different topics. But all his various teachings were united and consistent because they all flowed from and tied into his role as Christ. What was the central message of the gospel that Jesus proclaimed?
As we look back at Jesus' message, it's worth looking at his central proclamation that the kingdom of God is at hand. That's the first thing that Jesus said. And so when we're asking what was Jesus really on about, we must look there. It seems to me that that phrase, the kingdom of God is at hand, gives us a great clue. Jesus is claiming that with his arrival, God is now becoming king. So the first thing he's saying is God is ruler. You need to bow to him and you need to recognize his rule in your life. And you need to recognize his rule through me, Jesus. But more than that, when we realize that the kingdom of God was something which in Old Testament hope they were longing for God to bring in, we realize that Jesus is also saying, I am the fulfillment of the Old Testament story. So a very important part of Jesus' teaching is, I am the fulfillment. I am the expected answer to the problems that were there before. And when we look back to find out what was that Old Testament story all about, well, some of their hopes were, yes, that God would bring a king, but they were also expecting God to redeem his people. So Jesus is saying, I'm the one who's now going to redeem God's people. When you think that in ancient Egypt, the Israelites were rescued from Egypt and redeemed, what is Jesus offering us is redemption, not from slavery in Egypt, but from what? Well, slavery to sin. Or when you look back into the Old Testament, you discover there's also a longing that God will fulfill his covenant. And this covenant is God's plan to bless the entire world through Abraham's descendants. And so when Jesus comes and says, I am the fulfillment of that, then we're getting the message that God is going to do through Jesus that which is going to overcome evil and is also going to be bring all people everywhere into his kingdom. So that's the essential thing that Jesus is claiming. He is the fulfillment of the Old Testament.
The idea that Jesus preached primarily or focused on in his preaching on the kingdom of God may at first strike us as a little odd until we recognize that the major story of the Bible, starting way back in creation itself, is too a message about the kingdom of God. Even though the language kingdom of God rarely, if ever, occurs in the Old Testament per se, the hope and the expectation and the vision that God is a ruling king, a good ruling king from creation on, is clearly a major theme, and in fact in the prophets becomes the major hope for a day coming when God will restore his reign through a Davidic Messiah, a Christ, an anointed one. And so when we get to the Gospels, we really shouldn't be surprised that what Jesus is announcing and proclaiming is the kingdom of God. It's there, it's because it's part of the whole message of the Bible, and it's in fact, when you look beyond the Gospels into the epistles, it's in fact what they are building upon and presupposing and teaching as well. And I was going all the way to the book of Revelation, the hope is for the restoration of God's reign. So we can see at the center point of history itself, in the center of the Bible, the Gospels, which witness to Jesus's life and death and resurrection, we're not surprised to see that his message is the same message of the whole Bible. God's reign, God's kingdom is coming from heaven to earth, from creation to new creation.
The central message of the gospel that Jesus proclaimed was really quite simple. It had two significant points to it. The first one was the call to repent. Now that really was the same message as the Old Testament prophets had brought, calling the people to repent, which means to turn around. That's the message of John the Baptist. In Matthew chapter 3, we read that John came preaching repentance, and Jesus preached repentance, meaning that we're to turn around, and that repentance has a mental component, it changes our mind, it has an emotional component, it changes our hearts, and it has an actional component, I like to say, which is to say it changes our actions. So when our minds are changed, we see we've been wrong, we start to think differently, our emotions are involved in that, and then volitionally we give our wills to doing the right thing, the new thing. That's the first part of the message of Jesus. The second part of the message of Jesus is the kingdom of heaven is come. And the kingdom of heaven was, in fact, the central theme that he kept returning to again and again and again. When you read, for example, his Sermon on the Mount, recorded in Matthew's chapters 5 and 6, you see that he comes back 5 different times to talk about the kingdom. And he's talking about the kingdom that comes when Christ dwells in our hearts.